Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Pleased to be joined on the telephone this weekend by Dr. Shantanu Bandyopadhyay, Columbia College President, giving us an update on the coronavirus response and just looking ahead at Columbia College. And Dr. Bandyopadhyay, next thing I'd like to ask you about is just a little bit if you can comment about the role of Columbia College in the community.
Very well. This is a community college. We are here to serve the community and rise up to the level of satisfying the needs in any which way it comes and however much it's possible for us to accommodate and satisfy that need. One of the things that I kind of touched upon previously is high schools are closed right now. They're going to be closed for some time. So what kind of backup classes and services can we provide to the students? I also hinted upon how every student cannot partake in this new mode of education because of deficiencies of electronics and technology. We are receiving some of the federal assistance right now that would go directly to the students to help them bridge the gap between the technology needs that they have or some sustainable money. Those who are getting the dollars to put food on the table or put gas in their car, we will be providing some of that. Now, here is where the challenge comes. These resources that are coming, that is not going to be finite. And the hurt is going to be continuing for a considerable period of time in the future, in the sense that if what most of the economists are predicting, economy would take a beating right now, and there would be some job losses in the market, we have to think about how our students are going to be fighting that scenario and get the education that they need to have and stick around in the college. Columbia College Foundation is already looking at opportunities where they can partner with the community to raise funds. So if anybody can contribute in any way whatsoever, which can go to support the students, then they are more than welcome to do so. So this is where the campus and the community can come together to serve the students, our future generations, and their needs that they have. The other part is, nowadays, the role of college has gone much beyond just providing education. We are talking about food insecurity. We are talking about shelter insecurity, and the college was trying to provide all of that. We have a food bank running on the campus, which is now not in operation. We know that ATCA runs a food bank, and I'm not sure what exactly is the status of that, how people can get food from there. So if there is any kind of resources in the community that's available that can help our students with their needs regarding food, that would be welcome. We know that fire season is coming up, and with that is also coming up the situations of areas being shut down because of PSPS, the public safety power shutoffs, or just not having enough power to get the electronic access or electricity access that the students need. If we can provide some shelters for the students, if anywhere we have in the community that the students can gather and get access to internet, any capacity that is not being utilized right now, which can be utilized in future, and if those can be open for our students, that would be great. Another area that we also have to think about is when people are isolated in their homes for a prolonged period of time, there are several emotional issues that they would be facing with. So again, if community can come up with creative solutions where there are meeting spaces, students can come together, get together, talk to each other, exchange notes, may not necessarily be academic or educational, that can be a great opportunity also. So there are a variety of ways that the community and college can come together to serve the needs of our students.
Well, Dr. Bandyopadhyay, it's been a very interesting conversation. We appreciate you getting us up to speed on everything at Columbia College. Anything else that I didn't ask about that'd be worth noting for the public today?
You know, I have to say that I came to Columbia or Sonora about 2 years back now. In the last four semesters that I have been here, we had a 50th anniversary celebration. We had a faculty strike. We had a winter storm where the college shut down. We had a PSPS and fire situation that the college was closed for some time. And now we have the pandemic. Through each of these situations, how the campus and the community has come together, that has really amazed me. All our staff on the campus, that is faculty, staff, administrators, the students, they all have come here, come together responsibly. And the community members have always extended their hand. this is a partnership that really makes Columbia College an asset for this area and this community a great partner in what we are trying to do for our students. I am grateful to be here. I'm thankful to everything that everybody is doing. Please spread the word, and for the community members, for faculty, students, staff, if you need any help in these situations, we are all in this together. Please do not hesitate to reach out. Thank you.
It's great to hear, Dr. Bandyopadhyay. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, BJ. Have a great day.
And coming up next on Motherlode Views, we'll have an interview with the interim Tuolumne County Public Health Officer, Dr. Liza Ortiz. I'll be handing it over to Tracy Peterson, my news partner, who will have that interview. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.